Board of Education's tasks now is to make that official. What is the official priority going to be, knowing that taking the committee's recommendations, we are doing things that have been recommended that we should be doing, realizing that we're not going to be able to do all of the recommendations. And so kind of the onus, if you will, is on the Board of Education to take that task on and take responsibility then for it as well. And so we've got the committee, which is representative of the community, not in its entirety, but a good representation of the community. It's why and how the committee was built, but that now going out with a survey, going out with the town halls, going to rotaries, going to the Village of Savoy meetings, doing these different things, that we're gaining further feedback from the community that has already been applied during this committee process.
And that 257, that's kind of your high end, right? But you can't even go to the max in that list.
257 is the max. It's something to do with what we can borrow against and everything. And so right now, that where that number is puts us at, I think it's like a 13% or something of a certain number, which is in the billions of dollars that we can bond out a certain amount. And right now that sits at 257. And I think it's realistic to understand that 257 would be a very hard referendum to pass. That's a tremendous amount of money. Is there a need for a referendum that size? Potentially, absolutely. So finding that balance, finding where that number is at, that, you know, through the surveys, through the town halls, kind of at the committee, you could see that the committee was choosing recommendations that were in that $200 million range. And so I think that's a possibility. I think it really, if you tie, you have to tie that to the plan. If you're putting out a plan and explaining why we need to do these things and how and where that gets us and what that gets us, I think that's how you potentially achieve a referendum at that cost.